I love a sky. I love a sun. I love a night. I love a tree. I love a run. I love a toaster.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I hate people. Big or small, short or tall, people. I hate people.
Well, 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 welcome back to Shady Small Town Tea. And Kirk's already starting shit on the other end of the computer. I'm Tiff, and that's Kirk. And you know what who we are by now. And if you don't know who we are by now and you're new here, welcome. Well, this is the shit show. Here you're going to hear absolutely nothing and everything at the same time. So, welcome. Mm.
Sounds lovely.
Kirk's already feeling good.
Uh-huh, I am.
Like he should.
My evening dying. Edible Anyways. Is kicking in. But yeah, I'm still functional.
Timing is always bad for us. Or no.
It's still, I'm more functional because I had to buy a different variety of marijuana or cannabis because they were out of the one.
That is the devil's lettuce.
They are out of the one that I always buy. And I'm like, oh, I'll try something else. And this was a stronger percentage. But it gives me a different high that I'm like, and it's still sativa, not indica, but it makes me more mellow and tired than it makes me funny, stupid, and want to laugh all the time.
Isn't sativa the one that's supposed to make you sleepy, though? Isn't that what it's supposed to do?
That's indica.
Oh, yeah, it's indica in the couch. That's how I have to remember them.
Uh-huh. Indica in the couch.
Indica in the
sativa
couch.
Sativa standing on your head.
Pretty much. Sativa standing and laughing. What up?
That's funny. I'm like, you made me pause for a second because I'm like, did I buy the wrong strand? I'm like, no, I did not. I know it's sativa.
I made you question your whole existence.
I know. I was like, holy shit, what the fuck?
I'm so sorry I made you question your existence as a human today. Oh my God. So we know I moved and everything, and I don't remember if I told you about, I met one of my neighbors, and I met my, my building has a maintenance guy.
Yeah.
So the apartment I moved into, this whole house is old as fuck. I'm actually going to look into the history of it because I got questions about this house. Today, so the thermostat in my house was one of those old square ones.
Yeah.
That, like, actually still had mercury inside of it.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And it just got replaced today. And wow. Yeah, my maintenance guy came up today. And terrifying, by the way, because I knew he was coming up, but I didn't have a time. So I just gotten out of the shower. It looked like a setup for a bad porn, to be honest with you.
Or a murder scene.
Both. Straight up both. But, so yeah, he's taking it off the wall and everything. And we know Felipe. Felipe is not a new person kind of dog right away.
Yeah.
It takes time.
He's not a people person.
He's really not. Well, the maintenance guy was like, oh, he's a really cute dog. He's like, you know, if you have stuff that I need to fix while you're not here, you can leave a key and I can come in and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I can't allow that to happen.
Yeah, no.
And he's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, see, my dog will bite. It might not be a hard bite, but it's still a bite. And I can't take the risk of Felipe biting somebody. I'm just not.
Well, and you wouldn't leave that in somebody's hands if he got outside or something. Fuck no.
No. Well, and then on top of that, like, I got my security system back up in the house and everything, which is great. And he's seen that and he's like, oh, why do you have that? And I'm like, these are a lot of questions for somebody that shouldn't be in, like, asking these kind of questions.
No shit.
So now I have a camera outside my apartment door. It does not face anybody else's apartment. It does not face the main hallway. It only faces my door so I can see who's at my door from inside my apartment. And I looked up all the laws. I did my research, you know, just to cover myself, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I met my downstairs neighbor. Her name is Susan, and she's a Karen.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Why? What did she have to say?
So she's seen me. I don't know what she was doing. Where I was is she should not have been walking up those steps. Okay, first off, like nowhere near her apartment door. But yeah, Felipe was kind of.
So she knows you have a camera?
Well, that's part of the reason she snapped at me. Because she's seen it. Like, she's seen a little box, and because here's one of the other cameras. Like,
she shouldn't be coming upstairs.
Exactly.
She lives downstairs. She has no right to be upstairs.
Well, when she came upstairs, she goes, oh, I just heard people up here, and I wanted to see what was going on. I'm like, yeah, oh, whatever. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
So then, so she's seen Felipe. And she goes, you're not supposed to have dogs in this building. And I said, I have permission to have him here, actually. And she goes, well, is he an emotional support pet or like a service animal? I said, legally, you can't ask me that either way.
Yeah.
Like, mind your fucking business. And she goes, well, I'll call the landlord. Call the landlord. They know he's here. I have proof that they know he's here. I had permission to have him here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably doing less damage than the two cats downstairs in someone else's apartment. So fuck off, Karen.
Wow.
But yeah, and then she's seen the camera and she's like, you can't have that. And she like goes into all these like rights and shit and like privacy and this and that. And I said, well, first off, I just let her go. I was like, Wisconsin is a one-party consent state. So mm-hmm. I don't need your consent technically. It's one party. I have consent to be recording everything. So there's the consent. So secondly, it's not pointing at your apartment. It's not pointing across the hall. It's not even pointing at the steps. It's pointing directly in front of my door so I can see who's knocking. Because I don't need some fucking accidental bullshit happening like it happened in back in Mineral Point, okay?
Is there another apartment on the same floor you're on?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is weird because that apartment door, which is right across the hall from mine, has a peephole and my door doesn't, which creeps me out.
Do you know who lives there? Have you met them yet?
It's some really old guy, kind of creepy looking. Like, I'm...
So he probably won't even know you have a fucking camera, so... I mean, if...
Well, and that's
All you gotta do is get his, you know, talk to him and let him know, and you can show him where it's aiming, and as long as he doesn't complain, there's nothing anybody can do. You're on... I mean, you're technically in private property, so...
Right,
laws don't apply to certain things, but you can still... And I doubt you have a service that's recording for more than a couple of days anyway.
It doesn't even record. It's only motion censored.
Yeah. So the thing is you're not recording anybody. So.
Yeah. And see, that's the loophole that I found on private property. As long as it is not used for surveillance, mm-hmm. it is fine. It is merely security. So it is only motion activated. It only goes off when something sets it off.
Yeah. And.
So it would have to be in your lease for them to.
It'd have to be in your lease for them to say anything, or they'd have to threaten to terminate the lease. And then,
and I already double checked my whole lease for that. So, I mean, and like I said, it's a safety thing for me. That's mm-hmm. how I had it set up in Mineral Point. That's how I'm going to have it set up here. Yeah. It's for my comfortability. I don't give a fuck what mm-hmm. anybody else wants at this point.
Yeah. I have camera on our garage. Our neighbors haven't said shit. And one neighbor said, oh, does that record? And I'm like, maybe. And he's like, well, I'm asking because I think it would be a good thing. And I'm like, it does. It records.
Yeah.
I said, we have the Ring doorbell and then we have this camera. Because, I mean, we're in a condo association, but they won't even say anything to us. And I can see the street because now there's been a car broken into in front of our house before. So
it's a safety thing. And mm-hmm. mine does record technically, yes, but it has to be motion activated to record. And it's a 10-second snippet. It's enough to see who the fuck is knocking at my door and let me know someone's there. That's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah. The ones I have fully record and store online for 30 days.
I mean, mine can do that. I just have it set up not to.
Well, you just got to pay for that. I pay for it. I pay $100 a year for all my cameras. So I can do that. Because I want proof. I'm going to take shit to court.
It's going down for real.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. What we got off on a tangent about that for, oh, the camera. Yeah, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It and just back kills to the creepy
repair guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where we started.
That's where this was going. Anyway, yeah. So he goes and he fixes it. And now it's like this little, it's like a knob one. And I thought it was like a smart one at first. And I was like, that's not like a smart thermostat, right? And he's like, no. And I'm like, okay, good. And he's like, well, most people would be excited about that. I'm like, yeah, I got a really weird thing about having other electronics in my house that I don't have full access to. Like, I don't know if you can spy through those or not.
Not really, but you couldn't set up a smart thermostat for each fucking resident that rents. I mean, one person has to have the master account and then they have control over it all the time. So if you change it and they don't like what you change it to, they can change it back.
And see, I don't like that. But like, I don't pay for heat here at all. And I found out that the old thermostat that they had set in here, it was set at fucking 80, Kirk. I've been melting since I've moved in. I've been sweating constantly. I barely have clothes on. I have every fucking window open that I can't have open that Felipe can't jump out of. Just to keep it cool in here.
They just put in one of those dial ones instead of a cheap digital one? That was stupid. Yep. The digital ones are the same. Like, a cheap digital one is the same price now.
Yeah, no, it's a dial one. And whatever. Dumb. I have it set at 60. I have it set at morgue, as you would per se.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have you. Then you can program it for what you want, when you want, you know, if it was digital. Well, but that's just dumb.
And then it turns out, so we have, like, the baseboard heaters, I guess they're called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you know those are powered by water?
Some are, yeah.
These ones are. That's how old this place is.
Yeah, they're hooked up to a boiler more than likely, and that's why they can't separate the utilities like that, because it's a boiler and it boils, it does the whole building.
Well, and it makes so much sense now why my water here gets hot. And I'm talking like Satan's dick fucking on fire hot.
That's where your heated water comes from too. When you have a boiler system, the water comes from your boiler too.
I burnt my ass the first day I took a shower here.
Well, here, I mean, we're at Joe's place. I mean, his water gets fucking really hot. I can't put my hands underneath it.
Yeah, no.
It gets so fucking hot.
That's how this gets. And I have to, like, when I turn on the shower, when I tell you I do this, like, I do the quick dips to check the water. This is so fucking hot. You see this right here?
Him sleeping, yeah. He's just watching, too. He looks like,
now I feel like
Batman's dog.
Felipe. Vigilante. Good job. Go back to bed. I can't with this dog.
What is that doorway behind you? Is that a doorway behind you?
This?
No, that's not a doorway. That's a lamp over there. On the other side.
This?
Yeah.
No, that's a curtain. It's a window, but...
Why is there a baby gate sitting in the window?
Okay, hold on. I can't fully see. Let me put my big screen on. So I can
Isn't
see
that
what
a baby
can...
gate sitting in front? I thought it was a doorway leading to something. I thought you only had a small, like, one room place.
Yeah, okay. So it's a window. This is a window. I forget that when I don't have the screen big, I can't see what you can see.
Oh.
Okay. So, yes, that is a baby gate, but here's why. Okay. So, the window doesn't have a screen in it.
Oh, gross.
And this window doesn't open. So, and this window is, like, that's a lot more airflow comes through that window than a lot of the other ones. So, without a screen in it, I can't have it open with Felipe.
Well, the bugs alone would be disgusting once it gets
to
buggy season.
Actually, there's not
a lot
of bugs here.
Well, when it gets to buggy season.
Okay, well, when buggy season. But until then, this is working to make sure he doesn't
Well, you'll
yeet
probably have
himself.
It closed anyway by then.
Yeah. Probably. And I'll have the AC going and stuff. But yeah.
Oh, your morgue will be running.
Yes. Ooh. It just got real windy all of a sudden here. Felipe! Hey, come here. Felipe, treat. You want a treat? Come here. Here.
It's like when the baby in the car is crying or in the airport. Here, have the iPad. Here, take my phone. Watch a movie. Play a game.
That's pretty much what I have to do with him.
Bribery.
He's an iPad kid. Come here, baby. Come
here. He's an iPad dog.
He really is. Okay. Hi. Here, you want to be part of a podcast? In your feet. Yeah. There you go. Okay, yeah. Anyway, so the baby gate is just making sure he's not jumping out the window. Oh,
yeah.
Because that's where the most airflow comes through right now.
It looked like a doorway to me that you just had a curtain over.
It's the doorway to hell.
I was just going to say it's the doorway to hell.
Now, maybe we spend, you know what kills me is like, even though we don't see each other like we used to,
I know.
We're still like,
we still think the same way.
Oh, fuck yeah. 100%.
Say the same shit. Yeah.
All the time.
All right, back to creepy guy.
Yeah, I know. I jumped off. Okay.
Well, that was my fault because I couldn't let go of the door. So I'm just like, this bitch lied to me. She got another room.
Nope, full window.
What the fuck? You had an addition since the last time we talked.
Surprise. Got that. All right, creepy guy. Anyways, so he's changing out the thermostat. And you know how, like, you know, when you're somewhere new, you do kind of look around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, like, he was, like, hardcore, like, checking out the place kind of thing.
Gross bastard.
And I mean, my house is clean and everything. Well, not right now, it's not, because I was home. Like, I was here when he was here. But yeah, he was like, you know, I don't know. And then he's like, well, do you need anything else fixed? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, everything's been great, actually. And he goes, well, do you want me to look around your apartment to double check?
What the fuck?
No, I don't want you to look around my apartment, sir.
What the fuck? Who asks such things?
Yeah,
that's
like,
just creepy.
Okay, so it's not just me. Like, this is actually creepy. No.
Does he live downstairs?
No, I don't know where he lives. He doesn't live in this building.
Oh good. That's good.
Right? Fuck.
What did you tell him about the camera?
Well, so when he seen the camera, because he asked about it, and I said, yeah, and he goes, he's just like, well, you know, he's like, you know, you don't live in a terrible neighborhood. Motherfucker, I hear gunshots every fucking night I'm falling asleep. That is becoming part of my nighttime noise.
I came from a sleepy town of no crime barely, except for drunk drivers.
Yeah, and I'm serious though. I hear gunshots all the fucking time here. Like, yeah. It's literally become part of, like, my nighttime noise that I have to hear to fall asleep now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not a bad neighborhood. Motherfucker, my asshole! And I said, you know, it's a protection thing. It's just a, I said, it's a protection thing. It's a comfort thing. Like, I just, it makes me feel safer.
Mm-hmm.
What's my dog doing?
And, have you gotten a check in the mail yet?
I have not, actually. I did get something in the mail today from, like, a change of address. I had to go confirm it at the post office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but I am waiting to still see. I will give her a couple more days.
Because they have 21 days, so April 21st is the day. The next text message will be sent. And that one will have threat in it of lawsuit.
La corte. Oh my god! That's even.
Oh. All right. And so how that just sounds creepy.
Right? Like, it's weird. Like, people should. I don't. I have never, ever in my life just been like, you know, walking into someone's house doing something, and been like, why do you have cameras? Do you want me to look around for you? No.
No, I'm good. Mm-mm. I have a dildo that needs fixing. Here, take it.
I don't think I'm good. Either way. Well, and then, like, as he's leaving, like, you know, we shake hands, you know, and he's like, you have a good day. And I'm like, yeah, you too. And he goes, do you live here alone?
No. My 6'6" black husband will be home shortly.
And I'm like, well, fuck, he could reach out to the landlord technically, and since he's, you know, I don't know what he actually knows.
That's just fucked up to ask that. That's creepy as fuck. You guys have, there's a management company, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You should almost report it.
Well, like, I don't know if he's just being friendly or if you know.
So the Kelly that I'm working with, partnering with, she said that she really likes Wausau. I'm like, girl. So I said to her, I'm like, she's like, it's really cute, the downtown area. There's, you know, cute place to go. And I said, but it is so white. And she's like, oh yeah, there's that. She goes, okay, it is a racist town, but it's a cute town.
You know, and for it being a racist town, it's really weird, actually, because there's a lot of Hispanics. There's a lot of Asians. There's a lot of Mexicans here.
Well, because they need them for the labor.
Like, I won't lie to you. I have not seen that many black people. I will not lie to you.
It's there. That's why I told you. The population is really, really small.
I mean, I have seen a couple, but it's more Hispanics and Asians than anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I get, like, it's... okay? But the Hispanic people here are scary. Okay?
Well, Mexican people, they have a sense of community and family that they stick together. They back each other, so...
Oh, no, I noticed.
You know why they make the best gangs? Because they like family. They build trust and trust each other, so...
And there's actually gangs up here, by the way. And I know what area she's talking about. I've gone through it a couple times. Also, yeah. I have one complaint so far. Why the fuck are there so many one-way streets up here?
I won't ruin the town you're in. You don't need people finding out me telling them why.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
IQ level has a lot to do with it.
Fuck you, Kirk. Fuck you. When I tell you, the one-way streets here are fucking terrible. It's like, it's either the main road is two ways. Otherwise, it's either all highways to kind of road or one ways everywhere. And that cute little part, sorry, I had to yawn. Yeah, the part time she's talking about is that cute little part is all one way. And it's so fucking confusing.
See, bigger cities like Madison don't have all those one-way streets. Not as many. They have some, just not a lot. Yeah. That's just weird. Those are just some fucked up weird shit to ask when you leave someone's house.
Thank you. Okay, so it's not just me being paranoid. It's like...
No, that's fucking creepy as fuck. You live alone. Me and my fucking 9 mil...
I told him, I said, technically I live alone. I said, but I said, Jesus is always at the door waiting to help people exit if they need to. And I kind of just stared at him.
and Jesus is the name that I call my gun.
I was going to say that. But he just kind of stared at me and he's like, oh, cool. And he left. Like, he kind of looked scared after I said that. So.
How old is he?
Late 40s-ish. He looked younger, so I'm going to say mid to late 40s.
I was going to say something. I can't remember why I wanted to know how old he was. Oh, maybe he wants to fuck you. He wanted to, like... Maybe he was just nervous and he was, like, trying to be cool, thinking he's cool.
Well, he wants a ginger. Which I don't know made it worse or better. I won't do it again, man. I can't do it again.
Only gay gingers are fun.
I can't do the gingers again. It was enough the first go around. Fucking gingers. I can't.
So how's work going?
Oh my God, I have one of my last training days tomorrow, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah. And so I'm hoping that now my schedule will get normal.
That they'll give you a normal schedule? Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. That they'll give you a normal schedule now.
Yeah, which I'll be working 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm pretty excited about. But yeah, I'm just hoping for a more normal schedule because, like, here I'm working a couple hours, here a couple hours there. You know, there was one day I didn't work at all because they just didn't have anything for me to do. And so I'm hoping that it, like, definitely kind of just flatlines out here soon. Because I can't do it no more. I can't do it.
Might have to go get a part-time job at the Quick Trip.
There's actually not a Quick Trip around me.
Really?
Yeah, within my like tight area, there's not a Quick Trip. I have the store.
The store.
That's legit what it's called. It's called the store.
The street to the store.
No, the car it's just
goes
the
down
store.
The street to the store.
To the store. Everybody. Yeah. So yeah, there's a store, and there's like a couple. There's a what was it? It was like a Citgo, Amoco. I have one of those not too far from me. That's kind of a sketchy like a little place. Like, a question.
If that's an Amoco, probably. I mean, Amoco used to be a really big name back when I was in like high school and grammar school. And then they had a big oil spill, so they changed their name to BP.
Okay, so this is still an Amoco, though. This is actually, it says
so
Amoco.
So that's old school. Yeah, they're bringing them back, but there's some old school ones out there. Creepy.
Yeah, no, I am just, I got like a couple places I'm good about going to, like if it's later in the night or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, time-wise. Like at like 9:30 at night, I don't leave the house after that. I'm pretty settled on that because that's usually about 10 o'clock is when shit starts getting sketchy outside. So.
Well, most of the time, nothing's good. I mean, the sketchiness is happening, but it's targeted for the most part. So.
And I know that. I do.
Looking for you.
No. And I do know that. I know that 100%. I still am choosing to not be part of it. Okay. I am choosing to stay inside the house after a certain time at night.
So have you got on the apps? What are the pickings like out there?
I actually haven't really got on the apps up here yet. I've been so focused on everything
wrong
else.
With you?
I don't
That's the
know.
Next episode. We want you on at least Grindr. No, Tinder. Grindr.
I don't belong on Grindr.
You need to get on Tinder tomorrow. And then you need to, like, talk about the quality of meat available.
I don't want to talk to you.
And get at least one guy to send you a dick pic.
That's not going to be hard. And I don't even have to ask for him, and you know it.
No, it needs to be hard. I don't want a softie.
You're just going to see this. Just
like dick.
Hit the microphone. Sorry. Okay.
Oh,
just,
shit.
You're just going to look like a melted little mushroom. Like, what is that?
Gross.
You.
It's like a really cold day in Alaska.
Like an inverted turtle head.
Exactly. It looks like a second belly button. An innie, not an outie.
It's a deep innie.
It left a cave. It crawled back so far.
All you hear is the echo of the shadows of the past. Help me. Help me.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm dying.
Too much.
What are you doing, bud?
Spin until he gets a comfortable spot. Oh, now he's digging. It's so funny how dogs spin.
Do your dogs do this too? Does it take them forever?
No. They'll do it like once or twice and then they plop down.
Oh no, not
occasionally
Felipe.
In bed they'll do it. Like every now and then, like you're in bed and they're just, I'm like, I finally tap them with my leg. I'm like, could you just lay down? Yeah. Look at him. He's still fucking going, that poor dog. He's so tired from spinning, he just fell over.
Somebody's walking up the steps right now.
Are they going in next door?
They must have. Sir!
So the old guy leaves the house.
Apparently. I've only seen him once, but he was
Well, didn't sketchy. Your camera go off?
Okay, so I don't have it pointed across the hall. I only have
it pointed so he wouldn't cross in front of it to get into his place.
Nope.
So, I mean, what the fuck was Karen even bitching about? She should have minded her own fucking business. Dumbass.
That's my point. Like, it's not pointing at anybody else's area at all.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it.
So
it's like a Ring doorbell. Tell them if you want if they want you to take down the camera, they need to put a peephole in your door.
I want a new door because this is one of those doors that's so thin that if you pushed hard enough like that, you're going through it. That's how thin this door is.
If they want, then if they want you to take it down, and tell them that you want a secure, solid door.
Yeah,
or you're not taking your camera down.
That's why I got the camera, because of the kind of door it is. Like, this is literally like a door that you could put your foot through just because you could.
That's dumb.
Yeah. Anyways.
Crazy.
Oh, I hear people arguing. Oh, boy. Oh, it is about that time of night.
Well, on that note.
Anyways, thank you for coming to Shitty Small Town Tea Shit Show. Fuck. Anyways, I'm Tiff. Anyway, that's Kirk. This is Chase Walker.
I love a wig. I love a rub. I love a vat. I love a gig. I love a tea. I love a face. I love a cheese. I love a dip. I love a place. I hate people. I hate people. People, big or small, short or tall, people. I hate people. I hate people. I hate people. Big or small, short or tall, people. I hate people. People.